The Golden Fleece by Tom Roberts is probably one of the five most sublime masterpieces of the Heidelberg School in the gallery's Australian collection. Roberts made two large-scale sheep shearing paintings, this one and an earlier about 5 years before at Brocklesby Station in the far south of New South Wales called Shearing the Rams. When Roberts first exhibited Shearing the Rams, he hoped it would be bought by the National Gallery of Victoria so it would have a public viewing. The critics all raved about it and expected that to happen. Alas, it was bought by a business company and finished up in a boardroom and consequently lost from public sight. I think Roberts may have been slightly devastated. But it is thought this disappointment impelled him to paint a second sheep shearing picture because he really wanted one of them at least to go into a public collection for the broadest appreciation. He certainly had confidence in his own talent and ambition to match. Well, Roberts got his wish. He exhibited the Golden Fleece in Sydney in 1894, and it was immediately purchased by our gallery. I'll have to slip in the comment here that it took another 38 years for the National Gallery of Victoria to catch up and acquire the earlier Shearing the Rams, which they did in 1932. The Golden Fleece was painted in far northern New South Wales on a property named Newstead, not far from the town of Inverell. Roberts set up his easel in the shearing shed, which still exists. You can go and visit it today because it has been preserved. And for 4 months, he was coming every day to paint this picture. He made sketches of the men, of the outside and inside of the shed, but by and large, painting in front of the motif as the men worked. He refined their individual figures and then blended them beautifully in a kind of symphonic orchestration. The sense of poetic sequencing between one figure and the next is masterfully handled, each in their different pose, some bending, some pulling, some cutting. One is sharpening his shears, others working with the fleece on the table, old people, young people. It's really like a microcosm of society embraced within a disciplined, working, interior world. And then there is the wonderful coalescence between outdoors and indoors, and acutely observed details, such as the hand shears and the bottle of oil on the shelf to the left to lubricate them. It takes an artist of very great talent to pull all these things together. The owner of Newstead Station was a man called Duncan Anderson, who Roberts probably met at a social function in Sydney. And of course, the artist would show his gratitude in time-honoured fashion by including the owner in the composition. You can spot him on the far right. He's the one wearing a hat, overseeing his workers. Anderson was probably well-educated, and it is speculated that he may have suggested the classical mythology title of The Golden Fleece, as opposed to the more prosaic Shearing at Newstead, which Roberts first named this work when he exhibited it in Sydney. Roberts painted other wonderful masterpieces whilst in the region. One of them is nearby in this court, Bailed Up, painted a year later than the Golden Fleece, which was based on a famous bushranging incident and reworked in 1927. But for sheer complexity of organisation of figures labouring in a confined space, and at the same time evocation of the heat and light penetrating even the deepest recesses of shadow and half-shadow, The Golden Fleece enjoys a unique status in this precious heart of the Australian collection.